Mall of Colorado. Convenient to all in Alamosa. Take advantage of the low overhead outlet mall pricing. Choose from Ford, Chevys, Buicks, GMCs, Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams. And put your taxes to work. Match them with giant rebates and incentives to get an even lower payment. All pricing and incentives are clearly marked for your shopping convenience. All at outlet mall pricing. Take advantage of 0% financing for up to 72 months. Pick out the vehicle you want at the price you want to pay. And match your taxes with the rebates to get a lower payment. Tax match and more at Town & Country. The new Vehicle Outlet Mall of Colorado in Alamosa. A short drive to giant savings. Thank you.
All offers on approved credit. Incentives vary by model. 0% on select models vary by term. All offers plus tax, title, license, and processing fees. See dealer for details.
It's time to move forward with my life. To do the things I always wanted to do. To be what I always thought I could be. I know I can make a difference. Thanks to Health Solutions, I was able to beat my opioid addiction and get on with my life. I know there will be ups and downs, but with the treatment I received, I know I don't have to fight this alone.
If you are addicted to opioids or know someone that is and needs help, Health Solutions offers customized support, education, and therapy through a variety of substance use programs. Slay the dragon once and for all. Change your life and take the first step. Visit health.solutions.com.
Now, back to the action on KSPK.
Welcome back out to the home of the regional championships here at the home of the Western Colorado University Mountaineers. Region 1 championships, one in the books for both the boys and the girls. The Cotopaxi Lady Pirates earning a victory 41-32. They punch their ticket to state, and the Primero Bulldogs with a heartbreaker, and it does not come more heartbreaking than that, than a heave at the buzzer for a buzzer-beating layup. They fall to the defending state champion, DeBeck Dragons, and DeBeck is heading as well. Our next game coming up is going to feature Sangre de Cristo taking on DeBeck as well, and this is a very talented Sangre de Cristo girls basketball team led by some out there on the court, particularly when it starts off with the Sangre de Cristo girls basketball team. I think you got to start things off with Kylie Christensen, as she is absolutely the dominant player on this team whenever she wants to be the dominant player on this team. Only averages 12.8 points a game so far on the season. Let's get to the right year here for the stats of Christensen. But Kylie, so far on the season, averaging 14.4 points a game. She is definitely the player to watch for Sangre de Cristo. 5.4 for Rogers, 5.2 for Metz, 4.7 for Palmgren, 8.4 for Ashley Mortensen. It's a balanced team. It's not just Kylie Christensen that ends up leading the way for this team. It is definitely a balanced effort that they put out there. And they put a lot of points up onto the board. They press a lot. They're very active on the basketball. That's what DeBeck's going to have to worry about. And playing at elevation, plus you're also playing at a gym that you're not used to, and DeBeck with a smaller sized roster with only 7 girls that can get out there onto the court, these are all hurdles that the Dragons are going to have to try and overcome as they take on the number 1 seed from District 6, the Sangre de Cristo girls basketball team. When you look at DeBeck, 12-8 on the season is what they come into this game with. 46 games or points a game is what they average. They're being led by a sophomore in the scoring side with Kendall Conway averaging almost 15 points a game. 10 points per game coming from Jaden Graham. You also got to watch out for the other sophomore, Josie Snedow, as she averages nearly 9 points a game. Not a lot of depth, but that means you have a lot of good chemistry with those girls out there on the court, and that is what the Sangre de Cristo Thunderbirds are going to have to watch out for, is how fluidly these DeBeck girls play out there in this game. We'll take one more break. We'll come back. We're about 3 minutes away from the starting lineups and the opening tip here from Western Colorado University as the Region 1 championships continue along. Final two games of the afternoon starting up in just about 3 minutes on KSPK.
KSPK.
Great prices, know-how, ability, and trust. All things you want in any business, but especially if they're the ones making sure you'll get to your destination. Standard Service in Manassa is that place, whether you need fuel, tire repair, general repairs, maintenance, or tires for just about anything on wheels. Give Standard Service the opportunity to get you where you're going. From work to play to everything in between, standard service, the standard in quality with the prices you need to make your dollars stretch. Stop by Standard Service today at 418 Main Street in Manassa. Open at 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 6:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday. Closed Sundays, Standard Service, the standard in quality.
Looking for a personable yet professional attorney in the local area? Call the law firm of Brenda S. Getz, PC, today. Brenda specializes in Chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcy, and her law firm is federally designated as a debt relief agency, able to guide you through the bankruptcy process. Brenda can also assist you with your estate planning, through the adoption process, or through the probate process. The law firm of Brenda S. Getz, PC, is here to serve you. Call 738-6304 or 888-438-9529.
Shop for the great outdoors indoors at Outdoor Depot of South Fork. Take the ultimate test drive on any of Outdoor Depot's huge selection of ATVs and side-by-sides, including the new Kawasaki TRX KRX 1000 Sport side-by-side. The KRX 1000 Sport is built to go places where others give up. With its next-level capability, the TRX KRX 1000 Sport has a powerful 999cc engine, high ground clearance, long travel suspension, and a highly rigid frame. Get out and outmuscle anything that stands between you and the adventure of a lifetime. Come experience the new Kawasaki TRX KRX 1000 and the other great off-road vehicles today at Outdoor Depot. Outdoor Depot, 168 Four Seasons Drive in South Fork, or call 719-873-1060. Outdoor adventure begins at Outdoor Depot.
KSPK FM.
Welcome back out to Western Colorado University. The Sangre de Cristo Thunderbirds getting set to take on the Quebec Dragons in our first of two for Sangre de Cristo. The girls and boys both won the district championships in District 6, so both will be playing here in the afternoon games as the Quebec girls basketball team looking to try and use some of that momentum from the heels of the boys' victory and take that and carry that over into this contest as well. But for all of this to continue, it's going to have to worry about the Sangre de Cristo Thunderbirds getting this victory. And we talked about some of the things Sangre de Cristo brings to the table and what Quebec brings to the table. I think the biggest key to this contest, though, is really going to end up being the rebounding category and the steals category. You have a big size advantage on one side for the Quebec Dragons, and on the other side, you have a very big speed advantage coming from Sangre de Cristo and the Thunderbirds. The Thunderbirds' defense is really something that forces a lot of turnovers a game. They only have it listed at 17 steals per game, but I would be willing to bet that the Sangre de Cristo girls basketball team, when you count total turnovers against them, probably ends up with around 25 to 30 turnovers a game that they force, not that they're giving to the other team, but that they're getting back for themselves. That is something that is very difficult to try and overcome when you talk about trying to play against a team that has that type of defensive pressure in front of your face the entirety of the game. For the Sangre de Cristo Thunderbirds, they look like this onto the court. Ashley Mortensen leads things off, wearing the number 11 as a sophomore. Number 15 is Avery Palmgren, a junior. Number 20 is Lexi Metz, a senior. Number 21, Kenzie Rogers, a senior as well. And then we talked about her, Kylie Christensen. She is a fluid and dangerous basketball player for the Sangre de Cristo Thunderbirds, a junior, wearing the number 23. For the Quebec Lady Dragons, Kendall Conway leads it off, wearing the number 10, a sophomore. Raylee Largent is a sophomore, wearing the number 11. Jaden Graham is a junior, or senior, excuse me, wearing the number 12. Abby Scott, a sophomore, wearing the number 14. And Josie Snedow is a sophomore, wearing the number 21. Very young is this team from the Quebec Dragons, but very talented as well. As Quebec, we've known anything in the past, they know how to play basketball, and they know continually how to play basketball through the course of the year. It'll be in the center circle, Avery Palmgren to take the opening tip against Josie Snedow. And the tip won by the Thunderbirds, and quickly they strike to the hoop, but they can't get the first shot to go. Falling away after getting a rebound and missing that shot as well was Ashley Mortensen, and Quebec will get to return the other way, right to left with the three ball from the side. Conway hits it for three, and Quebec starts off just the way they would want to, shocking the Thunderbirds with a 3-0 lead. 7 minutes and 36 seconds to go. Pass goes to the left side. Taken there by Palmgren. Goes up top. Christensen lines up a three to answer back. That's no good. Palmgren gets to the rebound. So rips it away from a dragon and passes it back out to Lexi Metz. Christensen skips it right side. Taken there by Mortensen. Now back up to Christensen at the top of the key. 7:17 to go. Right side pass thrown out of bounds by Sanger to Cristo as the ladies will give their first turnover of the game back over to the DeBeck Dragons. It was 46 seconds having come off of the clock. It's 3-0. DeBeck leading this one. Full court pressure being applied by Sanger. Patiently beaten by DeBeck. They'll get it to the right side and Sadow is going to be fouled. Count it and add another opportunity on as she's going to step to the free throw line where she's going to have the and one chance. Foul picked up by Lexi Metz, who gets her first team foul. And DeBeck up 5-0 already on Sanger to Cristo. Not the way that you envisioned this game going from the beginning if you just looked at the records and looked at the size of the teams, as the free throw is no good. Rebound bounces to Kenzie Rogers. She'll heave one up ahead to the right side. Trying to go inside, Ashley Mortensen will pass it back outside to Christensen. Kylie goes to the right side, and another three ball tried as Mortensen can't get that one to drop through. Kicks off of the rim and bounces to the hardwood, and a foul's going to be whistled against Abby Scott this time. We should have some updates, by the way, coming in from Rye. As the Rye Thunderbolts on the girls' side taking on Dawson in their regional championship game. Shot from the right side, missed. Mortensen couldn't get that one to go. DeBeck comes back the other way. 6:41 to go. They go into the lane off the side of the rim and out of bounds. That one is going to leak to the baseline. Back to Sanger to Cristo again. We'll say it was last touched on the play, I believe, by Jaden Graham, the senior, as Kylie Christensen looks back to her bench and brings this one forward. Coach Dave Forster watching on from the sideline. Sees a pass fed to the baseline. Kenzie Rogers travels with the basketball, though, and turns it over again for Sanger to Cristo. A little bit sloppy here in the early going of this game for Sanger to Cristo as the inbounds play goes to the left side. Raylee Largent is going to bring it forward, and she overruns her dribble loose into the middle of the court, and a tie-up's going to be called on the floor. The officials come in and stop that action early. They will send the ball to the baseline. By the way, that update, 4 minutes gone by. Dawson leading Rye 3-2. That game in the first quarter of play. We'll have a timeout taken here, and we will be back after this timeout. 60 seconds coming up. You're listening to KSPK.
KSPK.
Hi, this is Kateri from Lahara Pharmacy. We have some exciting new things happening, from a brand new look to amazing new items. We are now open at 7 a.m. and have coffee, fountain drinks, and pastries available from Worth the Drive Bakery. So stop by and see us at 412 Main Street in Lahara, or call us at 274-5109. Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
KSPK.
5-0, the lead for the DeBeck Dragons over the top of Sanger to Cristo early on first quarter. 6 minutes and 18 seconds to go in the first quarter of this one. It's been an exciting day so far here in Gunnison as the Cotopaxi Lady Pirates got their first win in the regional championship in quite some time, punched their ticket to the state championships in Greeley, and you also saw the DeBeck Dragons with a miracle of a buzzer beater against the Primero Bulldogs to come away with that win. Here, Sanger to Cristo trailing DeBeck on the girls' side of things to see who the second girls' team joining Cotopaxi is going to be coming out of this region. Right side inbounds play will be started by Abby Scott. She passes this one to the three-point line where bodies get jostled around. DeBeck keeps it to the right wing. Three ball no good. Missed long by Kendall Conway. Rebound goes to Scott, though, again, as Abby fights her way away from a double team. And a tie-up's going to be called as getting a full hand on the ball. Alyssa Mortensen is able to force the turnover back to Sanger to Cristo. 6:06 to go. Very active on these Sanger to Cristo Thunderbirds. That is exactly what Coach Forster wants to see from them. Christensen brings it up, goes right side, all alone. Mortensen floats a pass into the lane that's stolen away by DeBeck. Three turnovers now for Sanger DeCristo as DeBeck outlets it to the left side, going straight in and getting the contact. No, traveling instead is Jaden Graham, who ran the left side of the lane. I thought maybe Ashley Mortensen tried to make the too much of a contact and bump with her, but instead it gets given to the Thunderbirds again. 5:50 to go. Sanger DeCristo will get the turnover back from DeBeck. 5-0 still. There's a ball brought forward by Kylie Christensen at the top of the key. Goes to the left side. Pass into the free throw line. Sent back out to Kylie. Now rotated to the right corner. Skip pass all the way to the left corner is going to be taken on a three ball. Rolls off of the rim. No good. Sanger DeCristo still unable to get onto the board. Underneath, though, Palmgren gets the rebound, and the Thunderbirds get another opportunity. Right side, Kylie Christensen beyond the three-point line. Dribbles it to the top of the key. 5:23 to go. Pump fake from Palmgren is going to see her line up a 16-footer that she stepped in for. Can't hit that. Christensen gets another chance as another rebound rolls off into the hands of the Thunderbirds. Another one as that three ball goes long. This time, Palmgren skips it all the way over to the side. And finally, Lexi Metz able to get that one onto the board with the first basket for Sanger DeCristo. 5:03 to go, and it took an eternity on that possession to do it. DeBeck back the other way. They're going to attack quickly, getting out onto the run and getting inside of the paint is Abby Scott, who's going to get to go to the free throw line for two. So Scott at the line with 4 minutes and 59 seconds to go in the first quarter. As the foul is whistled on Alyssa Mortensen, and the first free throw by Scott is good. First free throw make now for the DeBeck Thunderbird, or Breck, excuse me, I'm getting all mixed up here. DeBeck Dragons over the Thunderbirds. So the second one for Abby Scott is up, and that one settles through as well. 7-2, back to a 5-point lead for DeBeck. And as the Thunderbirds will try and get their second basket of this one, Kylie Christensen steps to the free throw line, floats a pass left corner. Met skips it back to Palmgren. She'll drive to the baseline, sees the hoop open up, but can't finish the shot. Second shot sees her fouled as she was able to get to the rebound. That is something right now that DeBeck is not controlling as much as I expected them to control, and that's the rebounding side of this game. Really, Sanger DeCristo, and when they did this against a lot of the teams I've seen them play so far this year, really, Sanger DeCristo is just out-hustling teams to the extra rebound. As the free throw is good by Avery Palmgren, she has one more coming up. It makes it a 7-3 game, 4 minutes and 45 seconds remaining here in quarter number one. Second free throw is good as well. Make it 7-4, back to a 3-point game as DeBeck will bring it up the right sideline. High pass up the court goes to Conway. She'll step into the lane, lays one up over the top of the glass, and a foul's going to be whistled against DeBeck inside this time. Is going for the rebound. Palmgren is fouled by Josie Snedow. That's the second one on Josie. So she's going to have to play carefully out there on the court for the Dragons with 4 minutes and 35 seconds to go. Sanger DeCristo sees Kylie Christensen look over to Coach Forster and bring the ball forward after she gets the play call. At the top of the key goes left. Metz takes it there, extended from the three-point line. Sanger will cut a player into the middle. Palmgren kicks a pass out. Nice feed to Kylie Christensen, but she cannot finish the three. However, Palmgren gets another rebound on the inside. Pass to the right side, saved by Metz from being turned over to DeBeck, and the Thunderbirds will back it out to the left side. Kylie Christensen, skip pass, fed back into the lane. That tipped out of bounds, though, at the last moment by Snedow, and it stays with Sanger DeCristo with 4:06 left to go. The inbounds play coming from Christensen. Christensen goes right, taken there beyond the three-point line for a moment before getting it back. She'll take it from the corner to the wing. On the right side, 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Throws the ball away. DeBeck with the steal. They throw it right back to Palmgren, though, at the free throw line. Palmgren gives it out on the right wing to Christensen. Up top to Metz. She'll swing it left. Underneath pass, Mortensen gives it off to Palmgren. Hook shot from the block is no good. And the rebound picked up by DeBeck, but then DeBeck travels, bringing it up the court as they turn it over again to the Sanger DeCristo Thunderbirds. DeBeck's had chances to keep this run going right now, but the Sanger to